Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, what's up, lore folk? I just wanted to let you know that this is not a typical episode. It's not the normal format of one boy delivering lore to two other boys, but instead this is our mailbag. So if this is your first episode, it might not be the best one to land on first, so I recommend checking out another one. But if you are part of the community, you probably will get to hear your name today if you sent an email. You can send one to loreboyspodcast@gmail.com or contact@loreboys.com if you want to be involved in the next one. But this was from around June when we recorded it just before Pete's birthday, and we released it in October after mine for a down week. So again, not your typical episode, but a fun one all the same. You get an extra long episode and an extra long bonus if you're a patron. To just hear the boys chat. Enjoy.
Flicking away my coaster, dude.
I don't know, because I want you to fuck my table up.
Okay. Do we want to do an email?
I think so. You're gonna start.
I can do Zach's.
Wait, we should do like a clean in.
Lore boys here. Hi everybody.
It's what is it? Which mailbag is this? 4 or 5? It's my birthday. Who gives a shit?
One of them.
Lore boys 31, because that's how old Pete is.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We're live on Twitch right now for the people listening after the fact. Lots of people popping off in chat. Love to see it. some people burning their
mustaches on their bong
on paraphernalia.
Isn't that like a crack pipe thing? Like how small is your bong?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, how do you burn a mustache on a bong?
It sounds like a
that's a tiny little bong. You got a bong for babies.
Is it illegal in Connecticut? Is that the problem? Yeah.
Is weed legal in Connecticut?
Does it?
We just started the episode and Jamie really wanted us to stay on topic for the intro at least, but let's figure out if
I've given up on trying to control you two.
But there's like the cigarette case that like unfolds and you can it folds into like a tiny single shot.
Oh yeah. All right, so we're doing a mailbag episode. This is a thank you to all the fans. If you guys want to be on the episode, you can. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you're too late. You missed the boat. But you can send us an email, contact@loreboys.com, get in on the next one.
We've all committed ritual suicide after this show, so you're way too late.
Exactly, yeah. It'll never happen again.
Yeah.
No. So our first mail comes from a Zach. Zach, if you're out there, big shouts. This was sent on January 4th, 2022. So, been a while, but we are reading it now, yeah. Officially. Hey guys, I started listening to the podcast about 3 months ago, so about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
Looking for Dark Souls and Dead Space lore, and love to see that you also had MTG lore. I was going to suggest you do an episode on the Japanese manga anime Berserk. Oh, no. I know you guys aren't fans of anime, but this one is the perfect tone if you dive into the lore. I have heard really good things about Berserk.
I've actually seen it. So that's actually, of all the animus, yeah. of all the animus, that one's like... actually has like a snowball's chance in hell of being covered.
It's got legs.
Because I've seen the show. Like the 80s cartoon is all on YouTube and it's great. And then there's a bunch of like Dark Souls adjacent trivia, so we can always do just like Elden Ring Berserk references.
I was gonna say,
for the SEO.
Yeah, that's the only Berserk I know is through Elden Ring. I think the Great Sword, which is just in the game, is a reference to like the... what's the name of the sword? Guts Sword or something like that?
Guts is the character.
Guts is the character.
Guts is the sword.
He's the Black Swordsman, so it might be the Black Sword.
Guts is sword.
Someone in chat's going to tell us.
The Dragon Slayer.
Oh,
his massive sword Guts has wielded as his signature weapon since surviving the Eclipse. Saucy, what's the Eclipse?
Oh, that's when his best friend, what's his name? Griffith?
Guys,
puts his blood inside of his spooky necklace and causes some sort of demon apocalypse and becomes a, like a crow or like an eagle demon, basically called Femto.
Okay.
Yeah.
Femto.
He joins the...
That'd be hot on the internet these days.
He joins the God Hand, which are a bunch of very bizarre-looking demons. And one of them is mostly nude with bare feet, which Saucy commissioned me to draw once with a horse's head.
How much does... Let's out Saucy. How much do they spend on that?
Hey!
What's up?
Hey!
That's gotta be
sketchy.
Yeah.
Right? Happy birthday from heaven, Pete.
Happy birthday from heaven.
Oh, God.
Folded hands.
Back to speech. Folded hands, baby.
Yeah. I'm glad that OBS Streamlabs has started transferring settings, because this is something I set up.
Yo, 69% though. Nice.
Oh, we are 69% of the way to a hype train. Wow.
Oh, good.
You never really... Yeah. You think Twitch does that on purpose? Stop. Like, you go to 70, and they set it... They say it's 69?
Yeah. All right, well, I've got the next email up here. This one is from Taidu. And they say, "Hey guys, recently found your podcast when looking for some Halo lore stuff to listen to while at work. I've really enjoyed it, especially the Warhammer 40k stuff. Super interesting. Don't really have much else to say except keep up the great work. Kind regards, Taidu." And that was on January 11th.
Thank you, Taidu. I like to do Warhammer 40k. I just want to say, if we're keeping score, guys, we've got MTG and we've got 40K so far, so I think I'm winning.
Hey, he found us through Halo.
Yeah, but come on.
Right? He found us through Halo, where I said to the community, fuck off with the Halo. And then
he requested today, I think.
Yeah, I know, I saw.
Pete will do Berserk, and will do Halo lore at some point.
Berserk, certainly.
I don't have the Lore Boys email set up on my phone. I'm setting that up now.
You weren't here.
You
set up.
Yeah, no audio. Didn't sign any of your fucking emails.
Yeah. And I'm the one who wants us to keep us on track somehow.
Okay. Zed, do you want to read the one that's on in chat right now? Because we have a message from
Zed Magoo.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's the infamous Boys with a Z, like Boys to Men.
Mm-hmm. Or Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Or like Zmagoo.
Yeah.
It's a boomer food, yeah.
Is it the lemur puppet?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow. Yeah,
the actual lemur died.
We got our first hype train, guys. Jazz the Bean, thank you for the subscription.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time viewer, commenter, at work currently, so can't tune in and watch. Saw the notification pop, want to share the love. You guys are awesome, keep up the work, and I hope to see more streams. Happy early B-Day, Pete. Love you guys. Thank you, Smagoo.
Thank you.
Smagoo.
Thank you.
Your name sounds gross to me.
Oh, damn!
Hey, you behave.
Okay. Yeah.
Calm down.
We got a real streamer in the house now.
Oh, shit.
Not this twice a year crap that we've been pulling.
Yeah.
You guys get to see my dollar store towels. I realized I probably should have moved those.
No, I like them.
Alright.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
Sexy. Bray is here.
Does someone now who knows our password want to type it in?
Yeah, sure. I'll type it into Twitch chat right now.
Yeah.
Next email, or actually a submission on WordPress. So I don't know if they planned on this being read on air, but there's no hiding the docs. It's from Clayton. Love the show. Love the jokes. All caps. You guys are both good at what you do and terribly funny while doing it. Keep it up, and I'll keep listening. A few requests. Any of the Final Fantasy games, though 6 would be fun. I'm playing 6 right now, so it's actually pretty likely that I will do Final Fantasy sometime in the near future.
Cool.
Shadowrun, also one that I'd be very, very interested in doing. I had the Games for Windows game at some point.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It was
kind
of like synchronous PvP, I guess, but was a lot of fun. And Kingdom Death. If you're into miniatures and board games, which I am, but I don't know Kingdom Death.
I've never heard of that.
And if you're looking for an incredibly obscure but potentially hilarious one, Chex Quest. Yes, Chex the Cereal, which does sound like a Jamie?
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
To be
honest. I don't know our password either, so sending that one down the assembly line.
I have to blow up my password. All
right. In the meantime.
Here's my rendition of Baker Street by Jerry Lafferty.
Jamie, could you sing Ave Maria for us?
Oh, no, that one's too high.
All right. Yeah.
I felt that I couldn't get there, so I didn't try.
7 is Korra's favorite Final Fantasy, but that's the easy answer.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
Juicy's got our password. It is Pussy Slayer 6969 exclamation point ampersand dollar sign.
Okay, ampersand dollar sign.
Yeah, just punch that one in. In the meantime, I do have another email here. New fan, also podcast host. So this is his job application, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, boys, just found out your show. His name's Mitchell, by the way. Hey, boys.
Joni Mitchell?
Joni Mitchell is a podcast host, and she likes our show.
Thank you.
Fuck's sake. Hey, boys, just found your show after looking for a Lord of the Rings lore episode. You guys are funny and really knowledgeable on a lot of different things. My podcast is Down the Rabbit Hole with Mitch Vuck. That's V-U-K. It's a conspiracy pod, so of course I had to listen to your JFK episode as well. Are you guys based in Waco? I'm based in Pittsburgh, but in Temple this week for now, if you guys want to grab a beer. Keep doing the good work, Mitch. I guess, why do you think we were in Waco, Texas?
We must have said something on the JFK episode.
About David Koresh?
One of our old bits, too, is we just said we were from different places.
That's true! Yeah. You can grab Atomic Cocktail. That's okay. Your next one.
Ray, it's not too late to get something in for the mailbag. You can put it in chat. If it's long enough, we'll probably read it on air.
Yeah.
Or you can tweet at us or something.
I think mail is like the safest way. I might or might not read you, depending. We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Atomic Cocktail. G'day, boys. Just want to send you my appreciation.
Do an accent.
I was like thinking about it. Like, I don't have a very good Australian accent. I just wanted to send you my appreciation for the effort and care you put into the podcast. I put in so much care all the time. Thank you.
I put in zero effort, but I'm glad it comes across.
Yeah. I'm currently in my final year of studying nursing and paramedicine in a clinical placement 2 hours from home for the last month. Wow.
Oof.
Your podcast keeps me company on every commute, gives me a laugh, and makes these placements bearable. Keep up the hard work. Your community loves and appreciates you, blokes. Much love from Luke. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Luke.
Yeah.
I like the idea of you being a paramedic and, like, playing the show in an ambulance. You've got a guy who's got, like, jellyfish stings from, like, shoulder to hip.
Yeah.
And you're just like, boopy, 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 boopy.
What's the idea of somebody being in intense distress and being forced to listen?
Yeah,
that's what I really like. You know, it gets me off.
Yeah.
Hey, Mecca,
thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesus, for the bits.
We're situated in Waco, Texas, Montreal, Quebec. Canada.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. Waco, Texas, Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
That's why we have the day off. It was when the ATF smashed in our facility here in Montreal, Quebec.
Has anyone checked in on Texas lately? That's a great question.
Ooh, yeah, you guys can.
Yeah. Mecha Paladin does say BattleTech ? Please, which is a great segue to the next submission we have, which is from Hob. T. Goblin.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure we could use his last name.
And the email is purgelore? ?
What's that?
The Purge.
Oh, like the movies.
You know the Purge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, what if you could do anything? So, like, you killed people, you know?
Yeah, like, one day per year, you can put a bunch of tear gas into a facility in Waco, Texas.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. There's no repercussions.
There's no consequences for anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be great.
Okay, so the ATF couldn't have done anything if it was Purge Day, right? If, like, Waco was just doing their cult thing.
But what if they did it anyway?
What if they just did it once a year? What if we just opened a cult, but just once a year, and it's on Purge Day?
Then I was going to say, it's called Purge Day. What if once a year we let the ATF do whatever they want without consequences?
Okay, well, that's kind of like every day. XOXOX, USA Forever, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
Yeah.
Baba Booey, I think we mentioned this on the show, is the in-canon name of the dragon that the Doomslayer rides in Doom Eternal's DLC.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He doesn't have a name, and the community just decided it was Baba Booey.
I looked up the lore of Baba Booey the other day. It's from the Howard Stern show. Did you guys know that?
No.
That's apparently where it originated.
Baba Booey.
Yeah.
You know what? He hates podcasts, so... Fuck you, Howard Stern.
Why?
He'd never hear us. He's not listening to
podcasts. Exactly. So we could say all we love.
So we could say it.
With no...
You wouldn't say it to his face.
No. Only on the Purge. Only on the Purge.
ATF would fucking do it anyway.
Nuke Texas. Half the chat is saying, check in on Texas. Half the chat is saying Nuke Texas. So.
I don't have a Nuke Texas t-shirt, so I'm going to check in on it personally. We got to get to...
I didn't know... what's his name? Jesus. Sketchy Jesus is Polish. I thought he was American.
Are you about to read his email?
I'm looking at it. I know it's your turn, but I just didn't know that.
Please, go for it if you want.
Yeah. Sketchy Jesus, hello. Nathan is your name. So he says, hey, boy. I recognize him from his Google picture. It's the same as his Discord picture first.
Check in half of Texas. Nuke the other half so everyone's
Ah, yes, the New Zealand centrist position. Yeah. Classic.
New calf, save that. Okay.
So my name is Polish, but I'm Canadian.
Oh.
Represent.
He'll be at Comic-Con on July 9th, 2022.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. I went to Poland once, so I'm kind of familiar with your culture.
Yeah. Yeah. I've eaten pierogies.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jamie lost his credit card in a bar there.
That's a whole story for when we're not recording. Hey, boys. It's that Polish guy again. Lorbonian Pope Sketchy Chassis. But I think he meant Jesus there.
Back at it would be like voice-to-text recording.
Yeah. Back at it again with some requests and questions for you. Want to know what Ethan's first or favorite characters he's ever played in D&D?
Oh, I don't even know if I remember my first.
It would have been on a forum.
Oh, yeah, it's not really, that wasn't, like, really D&D. If we're talking actual D&D, it was probably at, like, Bobby LaBerge's place that one time.
Oh, yeah, we all got dressed up. Willie's parents helped us get dressed up, lit
That's
candles,
so fucking cute.
Yeah. And then fed us all snacks and stuff.
I want to say I played a wizard, but didn't cast spells or know or read the rules on how to cast spells at all. It was very theater of the mindy. Favorite character I've ever played? Also a tough one because I'm forever DM, so I haven't played a ton. I play a Loxodon cleric named Belinar, who I really like because he's super low charisma and he just babbles all the time and completely blows up the party.
We're not choosing the based flag.
I don't know what the based flag is.
We should probably reread this because it won't pick up on the cast. How about we sink New Zealand for not choosing the based flag?
Like, didn't it is good.
Isn't it just Australian's flag, but with like a couple
they
more stars,
like
stars on it?
They have like four stars on it.
But there's this other... They didn't choose the based one, which has this sick leaf on it. Oh, no, this is the new flag. Okay. So, Aussie, post the based flag in Discord. We'll react to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my favorite character, probably Belinar. I'm playing another dummy devout called Kefren right now, who I also really like. But
for the next question, what are the boys' favorite and least favorite Pokemon?
I'm a Dragonite guy for favorite. Easy.
Arcanine.
I still have the original fossil Pokemon. I have the in a hard case, the card, mm-hmm. the original Dragonite card. Least favorite is hard, because there's a lot of trash, especially now.
Slugma.
Matt Cargo's cool though. I like him.
Slugma. Ride on this dude. I think fuck, marry, kill. I marry Hitmonchan. I fuck Mr. Mime. And I kill that raccoon. I forgot what the
Zigzagoon?
Raccoon
is.
Zigzagoon, get out of here. Yeah.
Slugma nuts. Nice dude. Yeah, I guess my least favorite, like, I don't like any of the fan servicey, like, fuckable Pokemon. So, like, no Gardevoir, no, any of the bipedal fox ones, that's thumbs down for me.
I really liked Hitmonchan as a kid. Cause I thought he was really cool. He had all the different like elements in his punches or whatever. I always picked him over Hitmonlee.
So that's the flag is like the leaf that they chose in the actual flag design, but then it's also got a kiwi, the bird, shooting a green laser out of its eyes. That is a base flag.
That's a cool flag.
Yeah, so Bray, what the fuck, dude?
One more question. If each of you could recommend someone play just one game before they die, what game would it be?
Hollow Knight. Easy.
Oh.
Prey.
WoW
Classic.
No. Okay, is it like, oh, they're going to die when they finish the game? Because then WoW's not a bad pick on
yeah,
that, right?
WoW Classic, I've decided I'm off of it for now. I'll probably play a little bit whenever Wrath of the Lich King Classic comes out, because that's in the pipeline, and that's when I started the game, and that's going to be really fun.
Yeah,
but I'm planning, once I retire and I just become an old man, I'm going full MMO. I'm going to make it my life, dude.
He's planning for it now. That's what his RSP is about.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Little Miss Sunshine?
No.
Alan Alda plays like the retired old grandfather, and he's like doing heroin. He's because he's just like, what? I'm old. I'm going to die soon. So it's like, that's what you're going
to
do.
Ethan and I said it in high school once. I think if we both make it to 80, we'll just do heroin on a porch or something. But that's not where we're at anymore. But yeah.
We're like curious and younger, and we're like, well, when can we realistically try? It's like, well, we overdose at 80. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, Danos? First time chat.
Hey.
Danaus. Sure, yeah. Danua. Saucy's always doubting my WoW. I think, like, actual...
Is this a British stream, isn't it? No, yeah. This is a Texas
food. It's Welsh.
Wales, the Texas of England.
Also wanted to say,
maybe.
Back to the email here. Still from Nathan Sketchy Jesus. Also wanted to suggest some lore for each of y'all. Ethan, could you give us some lore on beholders and owlbears from D&D? Pete, would you give some sweet Pokemon lore?
Yeah, we hadn't done Pokemon lore when this email came out.
Yeah.
Which has come out since. I opened the floodgates on that one.
So. Yeah.
James, give us the lore of cum. Or Shovel Knight lore. That's more podcast friendly. I actually love Shovel Knight.
Shovel Knight's great. I still have your copy of Shovel Knight.
Yeah. Shovel Knight
3DS, yeah.
The music, what is it? Strike the Earth. If you're at home, you want to just, like, listen to the best fucking 8-bit song
banger.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is so good, Strike the Earth. I'll gladly do that eventually.
It's almost as good as Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah. always happily a fan, and always spreading the lore of the boys. This is Sketchy Jesus signing off. Forever Lore Lad, Nathan Waluigi...
Aerospace Witch.
Yes, I'd love if you could read it on air. Here you are, bud. You built a welcoming community.
He says a kelcoming community. Be true to the literature.
Look at this guy. He wants to out you for misspelling.
You're
stuff.
Trying to editorialize to save his ass.
This guy put a Q instead of a W.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm trying to. You're saying something so nice to us.
Maybe it's
up?
Welsh. Maybe it's Welsh.
Or Polish.
Or Polish, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that'd be Zelkoming.
Hondolo, dab dab.
Yeah.
Dab dab.
That is.
Made a typo. What a dingus. for the beholder lore, I did a bit of it in the Manchun episode, but I would love to dive deeper for sure. Owlbears, I always put owlbear fights into all my campaigns when, like, they're low level, because it's such an iconic enemy, but I don't really know what their deal is. I know they're, like, a monstrosity, so they're not, like, a natural animal in the D&D canon, so they must come from somewhere weird, right? That would be a good one.
I think it's when owls and bears have sex.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
Who's the man? Who tops?
The owl, I hope. Yeah,
yeah.
Just like on the back. Flat.
Oh, right.
Bear doesn't even notice.
And you have to...
It's like a vampire bat. Yeah. Just like comes in when it's sleeping.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bigger creature has to usually be the mom just for like birthing purposes, right?
True.
A lot of animals are dimorphic in that way.
Because like if a chihuahua gets like a Great Dane pregnant, then you can have that mixed puppy. But the other way around, a Great Dane can't grow in a chihuahua, you know?
Next email is from Angel. Hey lore boys. I've been listening to you guys for a year now, starting off with listening to the Cthulhu episode. You guys always make my day better when I'm depressed or I've just been having a shitty day. I was going to suggest an episode on Crisis or Dante's Inferno. On February 27th, we did the entire Dante trilogy, Angel.
I feel like he might be a patron now, because we've had repeat requests to do Dante's Inferno from the same dude in Discord, and I'm like, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it already.
It's been done.
Yeah.
It took 3 episodes.
Yeah.
They were good episodes. We did have fun doing them. Crisis was the... When I bought a video game... when I bought a gaming PC, I should say, in high school...
When I bought one of these video monitors,
video gaming device machines, in high school, I did get Crisis to test like how legit it was.
But yeah, me
it
too.
Wasn't a self build; it was like an HP pre build.
Okay,
and it still ran Crisis on Medium.
I think I have Crisis 1, 2, 3 on Steam and have never played them.
They're on Game Pass now. Crisis 1 is great. Crisis 2 is fucking phenomenal. Crisis 3 I never finished.
The surface level lore that I remember is like you're in this Crisis suit, which is like this high tech like soldier suit.
Yeah.
And the canon is when you take damage, the suit like rebuilds you.
With parts of the suit.
But it rebuilds you with nano machines, and it's all like nano robots have like taken over the world in like a bad way, and you're using like the good ones, but you become permanently like that spot doesn't heal as flesh, it heals as permanently nano machines. So
we've all heard of nano robots, but what about Nona robots?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Cook you great food and make you fat.
And give bread to your dog.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite twists where when they like scan your body. And they're like, Alcatraz, you're like fused to the suit. Like all the bullet holes have just been filled with suit material. It's like, man, you can't take that shit off.
Yeah, exactly. You're just stuck in it forever. Now.
Like the in-canon health regen is like, it's such a good way to do it.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So yeah, maybe we'll do that someday. Angel?
I got one.
For writing in.
From Robert, or Robert, depending on where he's from.
Robert.
Hey boys, I've been listening for about 3 weeks now. Oh man, little baby.
Little baby. Well, 3 weeks in March.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So,
I absolutely love the show. I work 11 hours a day, oof. So I listened to the back catalog of episodes. So listen to the back catalog episodes isn't too hard. The one thing I can recommend is stop being too funny. I'm a fabrication welder, so having the steady hand is very important. Yeah. On one or more occasions, I found myself laughing too hard and having to restart the project I was doing because of it. But in all seriousness, you guys are amazing. Keep up the awesome work. Signed, another guy from New Jersey.
Is there any surgeons out there?
The ideal for me is this guy listening to us. We make him laugh, and he ends up in the back of that paramedic's ambulance.
Oh, man!
And,
yes!
And they have a nice meet cute. Over the
That's very nice. Next up from Chris Fish.
Chris Fish.
I didn't say your old name. Maybe I'll cut that. Dear boys, I've been listening for a couple years now and have gotten through just about your entire catalog. I originally discovered your podcast when I was looking up Elder Scrolls lore, and your Elder Scrolls Creation Myths episode was enough to get me hooked. At first, I only picked episodes on topics I was interested in, but it didn't take me long to realize that even episodes about topics that were completely new to me were still hilarious.
Thank you.
Happy 31st birthday, you fucking boomer.
Happy 31st birthday, fucking boomer from Bray. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go check out Papa Bray on Twitch. Go check him out.
We're several days away from Peter's birthday, but it is his birthday in New Zealand already. So
Yes.
6 days ahead of us.
And likely when we release this, he's going to be like 32.
I'll be 33.
So actually, that's really cool to hear, because I often wondered that. Then do people just pick the ones they like? Like, oh, I don't really care about Final Fantasy, so I'm not going to listen to this one. But I guess once you get...
We've hedged our bets against people just listening to the content that they like by being so bad at delivering sensical lore.
Right,
yes.
And those are the people who leave the comments in YouTube. Are like, you guys got this wrong. And we're like...
YouTube is where we get the hate mail.
Chill with the politics.
Yeah, it's just like, hey guys, don't go too woke because we made fun of Ronald Reagan. Sorry, I guess.
Some more to this email. Completely new to me, still hilarious, and quickly got me into things like Warhammer 40K, Magic the Gathering, ripped my bank accounts.
Oh yeah, good, ruined his life.
I mean, both of those,
All your episodes are great, but for the last couple months, you guys have been an absolute roll. Every episode from Avatar The Last Airbender up through DRG have been an absolute banger. I joined the Discord a while ago, lately needed to reach out and let you know how fantastic job you have been doing. Keep up the good work. Give me a good reason to look forward to Wednesdays. Tinderbox. Thank you, Tinderbox. I was insecure about the Avatar lore video, because I felt like I was just saying what a show was instead of expanding on like the little-known facts or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
we did our best to have fun with it.
I'm glad we had fun.
Yeah. We did have a couple of good bangers. Sometimes, even internally, we realized, like, we've been on a fucking roll here, boys. Things are going well.
I'm the one in the show who never feels like he's on a roll. But anyways, you got to keep a little insecurity going, so that way you always want to improve, right? Yeah. And you're never comfortable.
I always eat a roll before we start the show.
Where's the patron audio, James?
Oh, yeah.
Dave, come on, you can't do the man like this.
Without getting into too many of the details, last night was pretty crazy. I ended up hanging out with Pete, ended up being, like, getting home at, like, 4 in the morning, making a lot of cool friends, talking about like Malazan lore and stuff at a bar, but I slept in basically until the stream today, so that'll be up tomorrow.
Reason he wasn't here at 4:00 p.m. for the sound check.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Moving shit around.
Ethan picked me up a chicken burger and got me in his car. Yeah.
Hi, Gym Time John. Thanks for coming to the stream. Shuffle Root says, I started out with picking out what I liked, but I ended up listening to every single episode you've put out. So basically, you fucked me over and ruined my life. Congratulations.
Anytime, dude.
The next email is from Eric. Eric says, hey, lore boys. My name is Eric. I'm from the States. I've left a review before under the name Osteric, I think, but I just wanted to send an email to you guys. I love your show. It makes me feel like I'm sitting around with a group of friends and BSing about games and stuff. I've listened to every episode twice already. Jeez Louise, man. And I'm now on my third run.
Hell yeah.
Moment of silence for him. Here's my favorite podcast, and I hope you guys continue for a long time. Your delivery is so great that I even like the episodes that are about things I've never heard of, never played. My favorite are the Dark Souls Bloodborne episodes, and I always enjoy Warhammer lore and WoW guides.
All right.
Keep up the great work, Eric.
Very good.
Well,
thanks, Eric.
Strap in, because there's more Elden Ring coming. Yeah. I'm playing it more than I have been before, and there's a lot more to it.
Jamie's episode got him back into Elden Ring.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there's definitely more Warhammer lore coming, because it's a bottomless well for me.
The whole Ranny questline that I talked about last week for us, I have since done it in-game. It's been super fun. That can kill your addiction to WoW. Yeah, Malzahn's great. Ethan read it first. He left me the first couple books, and I took it from there. I haven't read the other books, like, aside from the 10 books.
The Carcanus trilogy, which isn't a trilogy yet. It's still only two books, and he just released The God Is Not Willing, which is now the Carsa Orlong trilogy.
Oh, man.
That first book came out. And then he writes in the same canon universe as Ian C. Esselmont, who has like a whole suite of books who's nowhere near as good. But the lore is good. Terry Tamer.
Carsa is such a man, baby. Yo, what up, Terry?
Carsa's a man. Carsa's a Mary Sue, I think, for the first half of the book, or the first half of the series.
He, like, snorts rust off of his blade that kills a bunch of people and fucks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Literally his character.
His intro is, like raiding and pillaging and fucking.
Yeah.
It's, like, the first quarter of a book, or the first third of a book, is basically just him.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
The thing that they, like, shine their blades with, or, like oil their blades with, also gets them super high and bloodlusty, too. So they're very, very cool.
Cool. When's the next Elden Ring episode? Give us the inside scoop. I don't know, like 3 weeks probably.
No, he said, what's the next Elden Ring
episode?
Oh! Add your glasses, Peter.
But I'm also illiterate.
They don't actually make me smarter.
Yeah, we'll see. Frenzied Flame is like, seems to be the popular one right now, so might go with that, but we'll see.
I would like a Rykard. Frenzied Flame sounds cool.
Beat Rykard.
Outer Gods always sound cool to me.
Yeah, Frenzied Flame is one of the Outer Gods. It seems pretty cool, yeah.
I mean, even just like Scarlet Rot, which we like talked about a lot, would be like cool to know more about.
Scarlet Rot, like, is we mostly covered all that we know about it through Mikella and Millennia. Sorry. Yeah.
I assume it's a lot for the Frenzied Flame, too. Like, we want to actually find out, like, who or what the Frenzied Flame is, but
who
interacts with the Frenzied Flame within the world.
Milena, who's like, who we think is like some connected to Ranny in some way, the one that gives like the you spend your souls basically.
Right.
She is somehow connected to the Frenzied Flame. Like, I just got to a checkpoint and she's like, hey, I'm never gonna be at a bonfire again. We're close enough to where you can drop me off in the capital city. I got this Frenzied Flame thing I gotta do, and I don't know what it is yet, but you guys will find out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. It looks slick. I like the, can we have Trudeau lore, Pete? No, absolutely not. He got COVID twice, and it didn't kill him, sadly.
Nice.
That's the only thing I can say about him.
Yeah, Brain Young, Ranny episode got him back into Elden Ring enough to beat Renala, which is cool.
Thanks, Drank Reliant.
Thank you, Drank Reliant, for the tier 1 sub.
Tier 1. Poogers.
It's a Poogirls, as Jamie says.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so I have another email here. I'm not going to do it with an accent because I don't want to make fun of him. So it says, thank you for the great contents from Mac. Hi, guys, in brackets. I'm French neighbor from Quebec City, so don't mind my poor English.
Oh, beautiful.
But I do. I just wanted to say that I really like your podcast and that I hope you guys don't plan to stop anytime soon. Always good content and lots of fun. Thank you, Mexican Batman.
Oh, Mexican Batman, back. Dude, Drank Reliant, 5 tier 1 subs. Yeah,
holy shit.
Oh, thank you, Mexican Batman. That's a real...
No, that's from Drank Reliant. Gifted a sub to Mexican Batman, yeah. Bearded Bison, Grim Breaks, Mecha Paladin, and Tankage.
Can you hit the sprite bag on screen when it pops up?
That's huge. That's huge.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Holy shit.
Thank you.
We're still going through those files.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess I'll just wait.
I'll
grab a beer while Drank is popping off.
We don't normally get enough subs to... for this to be a problem, but
thank you.
All I need to know is how much Trudeau can bench. I don't know.
Looking at him,
I'd say
probably 115.
I don't think we should take this question seriously. I think he just likes wearing the costume to go to the gym.
He just likes getting all the clothes on.
He likes putting on his gym turban and heading in to,
to just like ask guys how much they're benching, basically.
Bison asked, we drinking? And I think I'm six beers deep at this point.
I'm on my third tall boy, and I had two regular beers before that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not even halfway through a beer yet.
Jibo went hard last night.
Well, no, it's Pete's
Jamie's
birthday.
The designated driver, so.
It's Pete's birthday tonight. They're asking if there's going to be community night afterwards. Likely not, because we want to do some real-life hangs. But
yeah, Ethan hasn't been to a bar in years, and
I don't live in the city anymore, so I don't get the opportunity to go out with the boys anymore.
Yeah. But we could do a community night, like when we're all at our PCs, another night for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to Mac, however, I know it doesn't mean much from some lonely office guy with no friends or girlfriend or anything like that, but your episodes are pretty much the high point of my week, and they help a lot. You're about the closest thing I got to friends, and it's really great to know that I'm going to be able to have a good time and laugh a bit every week. Oh, and your Discord sounds like a lot of fun too. I think I'm going to join soon, when my social anxiety won't disagree with that decision. Thank you for bringing some joy to my weeks and making it less gray. Which he spelled with an A, which is the correct way to do it. Thank you.
By the way, Discord, don't worry about it. We've got so many folks who are probably like-minded.
This was sent 2.5 months ago. It's possible, Mark, that you're in the Discord right now and just lurking. Like, you can also just lurk if you just want to join.
Yeah. Saucy's, like, terrified of people, but somehow still manages to harass everyone.
Somehow just show up and just say, come a bunch.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then he finishes, wish you a lot of success with all your projects. Thank you very much. I mean, things are kind of popping off. We are going to be at Comic-Con in a couple of weeks, which is very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Salut Marc, merci pour l'email.
Pour le courriel.
Honestly, one of the coolest things about starting the podcast, because we started it and it was like, we never expected anything from it, I don't think. But,
oh, that's hate mail. Whoops.
Seeing the people, that's dick mail?
That's it. Oh, that's hate mail. Whoops.
Oh, cool.
Don't even say that, because then they're going to ask why. We should never...
This one?
Encourage
almost,
those people.
That's not hate mail.
No, I got it. No.
Oh, it's not.
Hey, guys, first of all, I don't usually like podcasts, but your podcast is fucking amazing.
Oh, never mind. That's the opposite, actually.
Like, Ethan, did you finish your point?
No, we're happy that it's meaningful for you, I guess.
Oh.
Is the point that I was trying to make.
Cool. I like that we're able to still stay in touch, too. Like, I definitely, like, Pete, I would maybe see more because we live close, but I wouldn't talk to Ethan as much.
If we didn't start the podcast, like, I don't know if we'd know each other anymore, Pete.
Probably not.
Because we weren't, like, hangout friends before
That's
we
true.
Started the podcast.
No,
right?
we were friends true. Through your ex,
yeah.
who I don't see anymore because she lives on the other side of the city and I'm a lazy sack of shit.
I met Pete at a party through a mutual friend.
Yeah.
I was at Pete's apartment. Yeah. I didn't know where I was.
But no, like, I knew you through her, and then when you guys broke up, I never saw you again.
Yeah.
And then it just like, yo, Pete, let's do a show.
Me and Jamie would be married by now, probably.
Easy, yeah.
Probably never would have met my wife. My life would be in ruins. I'd be doing heroin in an old folks' home at the age of 31.
Hey, man, this sounds like an improvement to my life.
Jamie's single, not doing heroin. Damn, dude. This podcast really put the brakes on here. Oh, Pete Belly.
Pete Belly Craigasm.
Oh, no. The one cheer does an alert. We can't. The one bit cheer does an alert.
Okay. I'll read an email while you set that.
Well, I fixed this.
So Tomos sends in and he says, first of all, I don't usually like podcasts, but your podcast is fucking amazing. Anyway, I was wondering if you'd do an episode of Terraria lore. I'm interested. That's a game that I wish I didn't have to work during the day so I could just, like, have a 40-hour week of Terraria kind of thing. Yeah. I'm not sure how much out-of-game lore there is, but an episode would be pretty tight. You've got 550 hours in the game and don't know any lore, so it'd be awesome. Cheers, bros. Keep making the episodes. Your podcast literally the best thing I've found in a while. Love you guys. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you so much.
Terraria would love it. I bet you there's a bunch of cool shit, because there's, like, really cool bosses. This is the whole thing with, like, the Moon Lord. Terraria, there could be a bunch of stuff that I'm sure is there, so... And that's a game they've updated, like, every few months forever.
Yeah, I do feel like I have, like, surface-level Terraria. I got to the first boss, the flying skull, or the giant eye.
It's a big eye.
The eye.
There's, like, a bone wall, I think, that you have to fight at some point.
I fought the eye.
Yeah, it's like a mother brain thing.
So I fought that, and, like, that's as far as I ever got. But, like, it feels a lot like Minecraft, where, like, there is, like, who the Enderman is, and who the Wither is, and, you know, the Ender Dragon and all that.
Even just like the item trees are really interesting. There's like this one sword, and you have to craft like 32 swords that take, like, all these other things, and once you get all these 32 swords and combine them, you get this one crazy-ass Omega sword.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, we'll do Chiharu eventually.
So the next email has a visual for you guys.
So Ethan's heading up to the screen.
I don't have it set up here, but...
It's just a lizard.
We got a picture of a lizard, and it just says, "Your friend, the Stoic."
But it said the title of the email is "Confuse Jamie."
It does. Oh, the subject line is "Confuse Jamie." It is from Waif Wiki. It's a picture of a lizard, which I'll post to the Discord after this or at some point. And then it says, "Your friend, the Stoic." So thank you, the Stoic.
I don't get it.
Well, you're confused.
Is it Gex?
Work? I would say it worked because it does. Yeah. Does suddenly you're confused.
I mean, yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Terry agrees Gex. Saucy agrees Gex. Also says hot.
All right.
Your coworker ate an Orby today? Aren't those that, like, those, like slimy little, like, bath oil things?
Is it like Crazy Bones or something?
It's like, Fun Dots or whatever. What's that? You remember at LaRonde you could get those ice creams that are like those flash
frozen? Oh, Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. Those are really
LaRonde,
good.
LaRonde, the local amusement park in Montreal. Yeah
the Montreal amusement park. It's fairly famous in Canada. Like, yeah, we've got Canada's Wonderland in Toronto. LaRonde.
LaRonde means
it is a Six Flag.
Yeah, it means the round.
Yeah, and then you've got the West Edmonton Mall, which I've been to. I did not get to go on the indoor submarine ride, though.
Oh. Capitalism, the ride.
Yeah.
The West Edmonton Mall was cool. I bought a Bionicle.
You bought a Bionicle, wow.
Drank Reliant, sub-MVP of the day, says He-Man episode when?
That'd be
a good one. I know nothing about He-Man.
Castle Grayskull is Skeletor's house.
Yeah.
And He-Man's living there. Like, who's the bad guy here?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I heard this on Dan Harmon's podcast. They were talking about it because they watched it because they were young when it was actually more relevant or whatever. Yeah. But apparently there is some depth to He-Man versus Skeletor and stuff. So
It's like it's one of those 80s shows that was just made to sell toys, right? And like Transformers ended up great. And like He-Man, I watched like a couple of random episodes of She-Ra on Netflix, and it's quite good as well.
Pretty good things, yeah.
Yeah. She's like his cousin or his sister or something.
You guys talked about it, I think, in the Dante's Paradiso app about doing a He-Man episode? Wow, there you go.
If there's a delay in chat for you, Saucy, the mobile version of Twitch sucks, and that's probably what's happening. I'd recommend using it on a computer in your, and not the app. Go to just twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Oh, yeah, if you're listening
in your
the
browser.
Bathtub.
Go in your browser and refresh, and chat will be better.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I had a lot of experience with Twitch with that, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks for the email, Waif Wiki. I'll read a real one. This one is from Ethan.
What? You?
Me?
You're just trying to pad out the runtime?
I mean, it's from B-Ethan.
Oh, yeah. it's from Rennie, not Ranny, idiot.
Yeah. Ethan says, have any of you gentlemen, but with a space in between, not gentlemen, gentlemen.
We are gentlemen.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
We're not gentlemen.
Ethan's a vegetarian.
We are gentlemen.
Soft hands.
Ethan's a vegetarian, and I'm weak.
Have any of you gentlemen ever read Worm? Worm is an online web serial that was a deconstruction of the superhero archetype. If you ever watched a Marvel movie and asked questions like, why does an Iron Man make everyone a suit of armor? Or why didn't they teach everyone magic in Doctor Strange? This novel is for you. The deeper lore has some of the most interesting implications in history that I've
this
seen.
This guy feels this feels like an elevator pitch. This guy's trying to
sell
his
lore. I was going
to
say, he wrote it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this sounds like Darnell using a pseudonym, but he could have come up with a more clever one than Ethan. I suggest that you read it and do a lore episode. No, I mean, it does sound pretty cool. I think generally all, like, none of us are huge comic fans. None of us are particularly huge superhero fans.
No.
But something that kind of deconstructs it, what is more interesting to me inherently, because that's something that, like, why we don't like it is because we feel the need to deconstruct it, right? Like, with anything.
I like Invincible, and I like The Boys a lot. Like, the Amazon Prime superhero shit is, so far, fantastic.
I've heard good things. I really like One Punch Man, and I'm not a big anime fan, and it's really, like, poking more fun at anime, I think, probably, than the superhero trope specifically.
Yeah.
But, or it's like the anime superhero
trope.
It's
like the shonen deconstruction.
Oh, they lost sound? Did you guys lose sound?
Who?
Test.
Sound off. Sound off in chat if you've lost all sound. We finally got DMCA'd.
Yeah. Well, it looks like it's coming through on our side. That might be a refresh.
Yeah, it's just
good,
Bison.
Sounds fine. Okay. Bison, yeah. Just so you know, you ruined the episode.
Bison, yes. You're banned, buddy. Okay? Go back to Kinetic.
Brian. I'll get Brian. I got Brian.
All right, you got Brian.
Yeah. So from Brian, hey boys, with a Z. I did get my Urza shirt the day it got added. Thank you. Turned out my whole play group is onto you guys. Y'all make me look forward to Wednesdays. Could you add the new Phyrexia shirt to the store? That's one of my friend's waifu, and I wanted to get him that art for a while. Thank you guys for all you do. Didn't see this in May, so I hope your friend still wants it. Yes, I can do that. I'm going to leave myself a reminder right now.
this is a problem with storing all our emails.
Yeah, exactly.
Not never reading our emails except for once every 6 months.
Yeah. Hey, can I buy something off you guys? And I'd be like, oh, fuck.
It's like POV incompetent managers. Like, we just read our emails, like, way too late.
Yeah.
I love how Saucy, 10 minutes later, is like, too much effort. I'll deal with the delay.
That's yeah.
Big delay. Yeah. All right.
Fitty is offering to ban Bison if need be. And then Bison is also saying, I would love Worm War. Cool, I'll check it out.
Okay, so it is real.
It's not this guy's...
His fanfic that he wants us to cover by accident.
A novel by John C. McCrae. That is the most generic name you could give a human being. So.
Yeah.
95% of Google users like this book. So.
Huh. So I got an email that I'm not sure I should read the name because I know it's Terry, or I'm pretty sure I know it's Terry.
Okay.
He says, I'm at the end of your Risk of Rain episode. Just have to say, please, for the love of God, watch the Big Les show, the MS Paint show. Because Terry has told me to watch
this
a million times.
Yeah.
So if you're not Terry, thank you for writing in anyways, but... I hate the TV these days, no real interest at all. What I do have interest in is the Big Les show. It's so good. For my screen, a lot of my screen names and current inside jokes are from that show. It's good. You'll love it. It has lore. It has drugs. You like these things. Well, we can't confirm that we like lore, but we'll see.
Yeah.
There's another email like tied to this one. I don't know how it works. It's from a different person, but it's like also from Loreboy's contact. I guess
this just in. Jamie doesn't know how email works.
Well, it's weird, because it's from two different people, but it's in the same thread. So Wyatt Lennon, in the same thread, says, hey, I'm a huge fan of the show.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It might be replying to the same...
Maybe it's because they both came in same day through our website.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, I'm a huge fan of the show. Wyatt says, I've always loved lore. When I found this podcast, it was an instant favorite. I would love to see here more Fallout lore. That'd be cool. I have, like, a Fallout vaults... lore, like, half-cooked somewhere.
I would love to do the vault. So
yeah.
Probably the most interesting thing for me.
Yeah.
Tennessee Williams is my favorite author name.
That's a decent one. Better than John McCrae.
Yeah, Tennessee Williams is good. Yeah.
Tennessee Williams is my
Williams.
Favorite. Tennessee Williams is my favorite author name, says Saucy.
Yeah.
Terry says, yeah, get in the bloody Discord, but fucking watch it. Please, Jamie. Fallout. Okay. I thought you were saying please, Jamie, for the Big Les show, but probably that's
also
it.
Both, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Stellar, but with...
No,
like
Stella. It's from Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah. I knew it was what it was. I thought there was an R in the end, though.
Cat on a hot... Stellar! No, Stella.
Oh. I thought Saucy was doing a joke. Or, not Saucy.
Fragile
was doing a joke about Stellaris or something. Or,
Stellaris!
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Hello, says Wyatt. And where were we?
He doesn't say hello. So yeah, we weren't at hello.
You putting words in Wyatt's mouth, motherfucker?
Wyatt says, I want to give all my money to the lore boys. And your episode about Dishonored was awesome and made me replay the whole series. Except Dishonored 2 is awesome too, so I don't know what you mean it sucks.
Just don't listen to Pete's opinions. He's got bad opinions.
It would be great if you covered more Dishonored 2 story, because Granny Rag's hand ends up the possession of the Mafia ahead of Sarkonos, and the lethal, non-lethal options make the game completely different depending on which route you take. I promise it's worth another playthrough if it means changing your perspective on the game. You won't change Pete's mind.
I've played it twice. Yeah. I always do non-lethal. I just don't like it.
It is worth a first playthrough for me. It's just one that I haven't touched yet, but I absolutely love the first one. I will play it someday, and I can definitely do the lore of Dishonored 2 without re-listening to the last episode, so we might overlap a bit.
5 years ago,
fun.
Yeah.
I think we've talked a bit recently about doing From the Vault episodes where we just revisit old topics, essentially, because we can't remember an episode we did 3 weeks ago.
Most of the cells in our body are different from when we started this podcast.
Podcast of Theseus.
Exactly.
No, my only problem with Dishonored 2, really, is the fact that, the DLC for Dishonored 1 is so good. You have a voice character, and you have an actual villain with Delilah, and then in the second one, she is at the beginning, and then she is at the end, and if you do the non-lethal playthrough, you literally never interact with her. You, change a painting, and she gets sucked into it, and you don't speak to her.
Okay.
That's it.
She's stuck in a painting.
It's just kind of boring, I guess, is the problem.
Manly Wade Wellman. Better than Tennessee Williams.
Is my second favorite author name. Okay, cheer 100. Thank you for the $1.
Pizza pines are okay. Pizza pines suck, dude.
Dang.
I feel like a stripper when sauce is around. He keeps throwing $1
at me. I voiced Pro Tag O'Donohue.
Well, he was throwing 1 cent at us for a little bit. I had to remove that option. No more pennies in the strip club, please.
I liked the DLC for the DLC for Dishonored 2 is, again, better than the base game. They save all the good shit for the additional stuff. Death of the Outsider is cool. I don't think Rosario Dawson's particularly good at being a voice actress.
Sometimes it's hard to. There's always the story of Oblivion voice actors
are
being a meme, but it's because they just gave the actors the lines in alphabetical order.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it wasn't a script, so they had no idea what they were responding to. Yeah.
And I know they left in that one retake as well.
That's a hilarious way to approach that. I guess it's fast. You don't have to pay them as much.
You don't have to pay somebody to sort the lines, I guess.
Yeah.
It would take a lot more time to go back and forth for every line and everything, right? If you just have them and you just read them, you could probably bang it out 4 hours the whole game.
You violate the law.
Yeah, exactly.
Think of how much wasted audio is in Elder Scrolls games still. The people who just,
stop you specifically on the street just be like, have you ever been to the Sky District? No, of course you haven't. It's just
I saw mud crab today. Nasty creatures.
Why did you write that? Why did you record it? There's no way to, have, to set up a guy. It's just you're literally harassing a stranger covered in magical weapons.
Yeah.
And it's just and you're talking about a bug you saw earlier. You're a 4-year-old.
There was a meme recently. I feel like it was posted in the Discord, but it's top 10 underrated games of the last 25 years or something like that, or old classics, something like that. And then they list Oblivion, which it wasn't underrated at the time.
No.
It won 17 Game of the Year awards.
Yeah.
And then also one of the first things they say is fantastic dialogue. And then somebody cuts in that clip where it's a woman walks up to somebody and says, the Cloud District is wonderful this time of year. Have you been there? And then another guy talking about a mud crab. And then they're like, good day.
Yeah. You are the one from my dream.
Yeah, I did do the voice of Nassim. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, the Cloud District. Sorry. What did I say?
I'm Sky District, maybe?
Whatever.
What an idiot. Man.
It's been 11 years.
It's been 11 years since Skyrim. Oh, is Cloud District from Skyrim? Okay,
yeah.
I was thinking of Oblivion.
Yeah.
The next email is from Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, I talked to you guys on Facebook the other day. I just wanted to let you know that I very much enjoy your content. I found it looking through Dark Souls podcasts on Spotify. At first, I was having a hard time working through my 12-hour shifts. I was thinking about quitting, and then I found your stuff, and it's all I listen to the entire shift. It's really helped, and I want to support you in any way possible. Honestly,
I'm glad that we kept you in wage slavery, dude. Big ups to the Walton family.
Honestly, just keep making your boss richer and more happy. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're going to get canceled on YouTube.
Oh,
we're being too woke.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, not again.
Don't call me bleeder.
What?
Saucy said, try me fucker for one penny, and I didn't respond to that offer. He's back to throwing dollars at us.
He says, try me bleeder.
Honestly, man, thanks for listening. Like, if you want to support the show, and I see Chaz in chat saying, you wish you had money to send bits. Like, the money's great. It means the world to us, honestly, and it's helped a lot with making the show justifiable, I think, in a lot of ways. And honestly, with some of the other stuff that we do, it's pretty cool to be able to do. But really, just like listening to the show, supporting the show, chatting with us, sending us these kind of emails is enough, I think.
Yeah.
That's definitely way more than the bare minimum that we would ask for. So.
I got one from Chris here. Sent it from his iPhone.
Okay.
Hey guys, sorry to bother you. June 4th. Hey guys, sorry to bother you, but I've been listening to y'all for about a month, and I work 10-hour days, and you guys help me get through the day. I want to give a suggestion for more Warhammer. Maybe some Nurgle lore would be great. Hope you guys have a good day. Sent from my iPhone.
Nurgle would be cool. We touched on it in the Eldar episode. We touched on all the evil ones. We talked mostly about Slaanesh, of course, because the Dark Eldar succumbed to Slaanesh. But yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, Warhammer will definitely happen again. It's just a matter of when. Probably my next episode is probably Neon Dynasty,
even leading up to it.
Actually talk about it. And then it'll probably be the Warhammer 40k Magic the Gathering crossover, so probably in the next month or two you'll get at least more Warhammer. Shout out to Bison for suggesting the Neon Dynasty stuff. It is really cool. I mean, we are both fans of Cyberpunk, or we're all three of us fans of Cyberpunk. Sorry, Pete's just like leaning so far forward that I can't see your face because you're leaning back. So it's like there's only one person here. Pathfinder is coming to you, David. Come on. I really do get into this thing where Kamigawa, I didn't want to do the in-between episode, but then I just get so down the rabbit hole where I'm like, oh man, so much of this stuff is so cool. I want to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the 1,200 years or whatever it was between, Takeshi Kondo to Neon Dynasty. So I will get to all these things eventually. The podcast isn't going anywhere anytime soon. We are all committing ritual suicide after this, so.
that is true. Yeah.
I had to stop reading my recently arrived manga box set.
You hear that, Pete?
What?
More Peter Belly.
More Peter Belly. I had to stop reading my recently arrived manga box set.
Let me flex so I look less like a pile of bread.
I didn't need to read the name to see that was Saucy who donated.
Chris has a part two, which I'm going to hit. I have more suggestions. Laughing crying emoji or laughing sweaty emoji.
Laughing sweaty. Yeah, he's sweaty and he's laughing. He's having a good time, but he's sweaty.
I'm sorry again for bothering you guys, but I could do this as like an anime protagonist. I'm sorry again for bothering you guys, but I have a lot of suggestions like Sinistar, Fable series, Psychonauts, Evil Within, Castlevania, Resident Evil. Thank you again. Sent from my iPhone.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Baka. It's funny. We talked to a couple of just like crusty booze hounds at Pizza Pizza earlier today, and one of those guys was playing Evil Within. He said the second one was fucking great, so I'm probably going to go to that. Play that soon. Yeah,
he had the same tattoo.
Yeah, he had the BioShock tattoos. Yeah.
Psychonauts is one that I've low-key been hoping that either... I say Jamie because I think it's more of a Jamie episode, but I do think Peter's played it.
I have.
Yeah. I haven't played it. Yeah.
So, either one of them, I'd be happy if they do it, because I have heard really good things, and I know nothing about it other than it kind of, like, takes place in the mind, in the psyche, I guess.
Yeah.
I think of Fragile when I think of Psychonauts. I think he's a big fan.
Huge fan. Yeah, the second one...
Play Psychonauts.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, Pete, you should do VA work.
The Fable series, I'm amazed we haven't touched yet.
All played all of them.
I played it recently. I played it in the last year.
I played all three. The shit out of one.
Yeah.
Like, reading this now, I'm like, have we not? But no. We definitely haven't.
Exactly.
I started a couple times, but then I was like, oh, I want to play more of it. It's one of those ones that came up as a maybe a lot. It'll happen eventually.
I want to play Psychonauts 2 as well, because the PC port for that was apparently better than the first one. The PC port, which is the one that I have, of Psychonauts 1, is should be illegal to be sold. Like, it is one of the worst PC ports I have ever played in my fucking life, but it is a lot of fun, and, like, it's just very wacky.
Yeah. PC ports. I'll go with the next one. This is from the Skellen Ninja, or Skellen... I don't know if I should say that.
Skellen Elijah.
Okay, yeah. I love you guys. You help brighten my evenings, and you're super funny, and you give me a new light on games.
Like, someone like emailed us a slur, and none of us noticed.
Oh, yikes.
Jesus. Like, you never know. You never know with these degenerates.
I didn't read it all. And I was like,
so
yeah,
funny.
Okay.
What tags for Pete Hentai Dugin?
So you're gonna make me turn up the bit amount again.
Yeah,
you've given us a dollar each time. It's kind of worth.
Money's money.
We are whores.
Yeah.
I love you guys. You help brighten my evenings, and you're super funny. And you give me a new light on the games I play. I'm probably your youngest listener, but I still understand every reference. Hashtag retro kid.
Yeah, that's not true at all. You do not understand everything we say at all. That's impossible.
You might. And if you do, I'm glad you listen to us because you could pass on all of our mannerisms to the next generation.
Oh, yeah. To do this. Somebody needs to fix the zoomers.
Yeah. Somebody's got to bridge us to the zoomers.
Yeah. Bussin'.
I've been listening to your podcast.
I am not a cop.
Yeah. No cap, on God, I've been listening to your podcast for 3 months now, and I have 3 requests. More Pokemon lore, Minecraft lore, Mario, Crash, and Spyro lore. That's more than 3.
Crash and Spyro, that is more than 3. Yeah. Yeah. Crash and Spyro, we've done.
I've done Crash, but those are both mine. And I could do more Spyro.
We have done Mario, too.
Yeah.
Mario is, like amazingly shallow. Almost all... I was so surprised when our first episode, I was like... We're going to do a lore podcast. We're going to, like, look into the lore that people don't know. And we're gonna like, do podcasts on it. And I'm like, Legend of Zelda, what a fantastic franchise to do. I just remember being, like, so flabbergasted to be like, oh, shit, there's nothing outside of the games. It's all just the very basic storyline. You meet, like, a random side character who has no connection to anything. Like, almost like the opposite of Dark Souls and Elden Ring, where it's, like, extremely linear and it's just what you pay for kind of thing.
Yeah.
But all Nintendo lore just seems to come in
so short.
It's tough.
Yeah, well, it's very much just like, you've come here to find the prophecy. Yeah. What does the prophecy say? It's like, I made it up.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it's like...
Happy birthday, Peter.
Happy birthday, Peter. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm here to figure out the prophecy, and it's literally the same every time, which, like, I get it. Like, you're the hero of time.
Yeah.
It's always Zelda. It's always Ganondorf, which, like, is cool for a lot of reasons. And Breath of the Wild was good, but, like, even Breath of the Wild, like, it changed what Ganon is, I guess, where he's just like this...
An energy source now or something?
He's more just like a force more than... Like, he's never Ganondorf, so he's always just Ganon, the big monster, which is, like, cool and all, but still very sane, I guess. So, comforting in a way. It's your day. Oh, it is also your day in Australia. I guess they're the same time as New Zealand, right? So,
yeah, same time zone. It is June 30th. Yeah. It's not Saint-Jean-Baptiste there.
There was a follow-up to the email, too. They said, oh, and Sonic. Which
we
I'd
did
say
the Chaos Emeralds.
We did the Chaos Emeralds, but if we did too much Sonic, we're just going to attract a bunch of perverts.
Yeah.
Sonic... That's such a weird fan.
I would love, because I work at the company that did the effects for Sonic movies. I would love, if we did Sonic, to have someone who has PTSD from both those films on our show. Because I'm Francis.
Just some tired Dutch guy smoking a cigarette on the podcast.
That's it. Like the lead...
We got Fuck You, Pete, You Old Fuck.
Yeah, Joyful, You Old Pete. Joyful. That's what Texas Speech said.
Yeah.
Oh, it changes it to Joyful?
Yeah, Joyful.
Oh. It's like on the old Texas Speech on Windows 98 or whatever. Yeah, yeah. That would change crotch to crow's nest.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Dude, that's even better.
Crow's nest.
Got hit in the crow's nest. I love how Jason's like, can we age-gate the podcast? Like, I wish there was like an age slider on Discord sometimes.
Ah, it's all right. You know, like the young folks, like they listen and they like us.
They learn what good episodes of The Simpsons are.
We have people who listen to our first streams that were 15 when they started, and they're of age now, like Diamond Gunslinger.
Sure.
I wonder how the Dakotas are doing.
Yeah.
North or south, wherever the fuck he was. Yeah.
Chris says, oh my god, you guys are live. Chris, I hope you're not the Chris who sent two emails on June 4th, because you just missed your...
Yeah. Can you get your hands on the Sonic Ugly Cut? Probably not. But I do know the effects lead. I'm good friends with him for Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and he's German, so I would love to have him on the show, just as, like, just exhausted to just sit and drink.
We're coming up on, like, five-ish emails left, so if anyone in the chat does want to get one in under the wire... You better start typing now, kind of thing. So probably
now,
last call
for emails.
Yeah,
this one's from Chaz. I don't know if it's our Chaz, the Chaz in chat, chatty Chaz.
New Chaz,
new Chaz, old Chaz. Meet the new Chaz, same as the old Chaz. Meet the new boss in the old boss.
Oh, I like it. Okay, all right.
I found you guys like 2 or 3 years ago looking for Witcher lore. And ended up finding the best community out there. I do think this is our Chaz. You guys have helped me through so much and made me laugh when I was feeling down, and the Discord is always lit and full of amazing people. I've never once wanted to pay for a Patreon before, but I want to see you guys grow and have the bags of Sprite to do it.
Thank you.
That is our biggest overhead, is all the bags of Sprite. Night Han, yes me. Good night, Han. I appreciate you all, and I know this was sentimental, but fuck it, who cares? Anyways, enough rambling. Just want to say thank you for making my night shifts better and making me laugh all these years. P.S. Do more Warhammer lore. Guys, it's coming, okay? I get the message. At least we don't have 15 emails asking for more SCP lore.
Thank God that's over. Yeah.
I will say, I did really enjoy the SCP lore, but I did not relish... Like, I wasn't envious of Jamie having to do all the research for the SCP
either.
Lore, you know?
Yeah.
And cut it into what we found interesting, so...
There's good stuff still there, but I'm just not into it right now, and it will get back to it eventually. If this podcast goes on until we're 80, then eventually we'll have to talk about SCP. But
yeah. I mean, again, like, I enjoyed it. Like, I thought the Dr. Bright episodes were cool. The amulet that, like, took over people's bodies and, like, was always him or whatever. And I know it's all fan fiction, but I did think that him being, like, a joking guy, very careless with people's lives and, like, pranking people by throwing the amulet at them was like a very funny piece of fiction. But
yeah,
you guys want Naki tonight? No, is it game 6 or game 7? See, I'm not even following the
I don't watch.
If the Habs aren't in it, I don't care.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about the Habs this year at all.
All right,
they're bad.
I'm taking back over.
They got fucking terrible.
Last place.
It's not a hockey podcast. I know whenever I listen to Bill Burr, I'm like, oh, he's on about sports again.
Yeah. But yeah. Ethan and I just
I'm just glad I got Chaz interested in a manga during his stream. Cheer 100. Thank you, Saucy. Saucy, you're making a rain tonight.
Yeah. And all that, all those elevator dollars.
Yeah. So, Austin Davis.
Is Pete not doing it anymore?
No, I mean, he had it open already, so I lift it up. I'll do Bison, don't worry.
Okay.
That's probably the best one, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Since there's a sequel finally coming out, how about an episode of Alien Hominid? The behemoth?
Okay, never mind. I should have done it.
Finding out during this Twitch stream that Jamie is illiterate has been so illuminating. We were in advanced reading together in grade 1, and clearly we have not...
I think my
or he needs glasses. I don't know.
I think I need glasses.
I went and got mine out of the
I thought
car.
Pete had drums for lamps or
lamps. Yeah, that's true,
That is true. We get here, he's like, you got drums for lamps? And I just like look over at him like, what is he talking about? And I see him just staring into the other room.
Yeah, no, I don't, actually.
I really do think I need glasses. I'm fine with my laptop because it's right here.
When I show you a meme and you're like...
Yeah, exactly. the behemoth... Did I say it right?
Yeah. Behemoth, yeah.
Okay.
Behemoth has always been an interesting developer. The Battle Block didn't have the same charm, in my opinion. I love Battle Block.
I love Battle Block.
Yeah, you guys were playing that. With Stamper?
Yeah, we played it recently, yeah.
H-O-P-E-L-E-S-S. Hopeless, yes, but also P-Slosh. That's my favorite one for now. Absolutely love that game.
It would be crazy to know why there's an alien beheading Russians. Thanks from Austin.
Pizza for sushi.
I played Alien Hominid, the original, on
Newgrounds.
Yes,
it was way too hard for me.
It was too hard for me too.
Yeah,
at the time.
It's fucking impossible.
Alien was like one of our more popular episodes, and it's one of the few ones we did on a movie.
Alien, not Alien Hominid.
What's Alien Hominid?
It's a Flash cartoon.
It's by the Castle Crashers.
Oh, it's the same guy. Okay, I was wondering why those two things were next to each other.
Why is he talking about H.R. Geiger and also Battle Block Theater?
Jamie completely out of the loop. Can't read. And just like...
Yeah.
And not to put you on blast, but you're the sober one.
Dis many. I'm the soberest. I also was by far the drunkest last night.
Oh, yes, he was. It's okay. Little Hair of the Dog never hurt nobody.
Let's play After You Kill. We already did it with Pokemon.
What's the one? Smash or Pass with the Valorant and Overwatch characters on during a community night about a month ago.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay. Everyone's pretty attractive in those universes, though, right?
But Winston. The women.
Winston.
Yeah. The Valorant characters
Bastion.
All kind of look the same. They're all like a very good looking man or woman with
one
prosthetic limb.
Yeah, you can hook me any day.
Oh, baby.
Do you remember when you were sick as shit? It's one of my favorite Twitch clips. Is you were playing Overwatch and you were sick as fuck and you like hooked a guy into a pit.
Yeah,
and then you cackled like a witch because your throat was so fucked up.
No, it was, they changed his name. It used to be McCree, but that guy, like, was controversial.
Yeah, they changed the character's name to Bill Cosby, and then that one, that one went tits up as well.
Smash Reyna, love her puppy.
It says Smash Reyna, love her ass, but it called her love her puppy.
Love her puppy, which is actually pervier.
Pervier.
That's like a workplace harassment, like, replacement word.
Yeah.
You're doing so good. I love your puppy.
Yeah.
When you're working in Excel. Yeah.
So it was McCree who said, I love your puppy, and got his name changed.
Yes, right? Of course. Yeah.
He just used his alt, so he was, like, charging up to do, like, it's high noon, and I hooked him right so he fell down the pit. So he wasted his alt, and I got the kill.
It was Grease or whatever, right? With the big hole in the middle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sup, Totally Valcoon.
Totally Valcoon, welcome to the stream.
Thanks, yeah.
We're just reading emails.
You did catch one. Is that the end of Austin's? Pete's so not ready for this.
It's right here.
I want to say shout out to Jazz the Bean. I think we probably did on an episode, but if not, thanks for becoming a patron.
Jazz the Bean, new patron? I know, it was between episodes. She is going to be at Comic-Con July 9th, 2022.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Jazz the Bean.
All right. So, we've got here mailbag number 3, which we didn't know, so thank you.
We thought we were... Our original title on the wrong Twitch channel...
Was Mailbag 4.
Was Mailbag number 4.
Yeah.
So, we biffed that one.
Yeah, we did. I'm glad that we... Yeah, we're not yet. I can't wait to do the Mambo number 5 stream. It's going to be great. Just have a blasting, like, just completely...
What do you think Lou Vega's up to? You think we could get him on the show?
Easy.
He can't be up to much.
Nick Cannon said no, but that's okay, because he said some fucked up stuff.
Well, he's got 17 kids to take care of.
I know,
They renamed him McCree, I think,
Yeah, exactly. Nick Cannon got renamed McCree. No, we've never made a mistake.
No.
All right, so, mailbag from Caleb, or it's your friendly neighborhood, Dr. Bison.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, boys, hello from your favorite Connecticut son. As you all know, I'm a big fan of the show, and I'm so happy to be part of the community that has been built around it. It's been great getting to know everyone in the chat. It feels like such an uplifting place to spend time. I've asked you all the normal podcast questions, so this time it will be a would you rather. I also cannot read.
Okay. Yeah. Ethan, I mean, I got it for a second. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got, but very heavy burtation.
Do you wish that you could do things to do someone that you could
do?
Do someone
so bad that you could do anything? Yeah.
Would you rather have to fight one full-grown adult orangutan once a year on a random day, but you get a sword? Or would you rather have to fight a full-grown rooster every time you open a door?
What's the first one?
Fight an orangutan at a random date once a year, but you get a sword. Or fight a rooster.
I'm locked in. I know my answer.
Yeah, me too.
I don't go a lot of places. Rooster.
Yeah, rooster.
I take rooster because any one of us dies first time against an orangutan.
Yeah.
He takes the sword from us and cuts us apart.
They're very strong.
So strong.
I don't like any monkeys, really. They all kind of freak me out. Even the little ones.
Yeah.
I think they're cute enough. Roosters, but I wouldn't fuck with them.
Yeah. Roosters got their spurs, but like if you kick them in the chest...
They're birds.
Yeah. You could definitely...
Their bones are literally made of air.
Yeah, you could definitely just like... Crack the wishbone, just like you get so fucking used to it.
Yeah,
you could like have like latte in one hand. You got your like key card when you're getting to work in your mouth because you just scanned in, and then you just like hold the door open, hit the elevator button, got all your files and shit, and then just like if you have like wingtip shoes, you just kill it in one hit.
Yeah. This could also help with inflation at the grocery store too.
Chicken.
There'd be a lot more rooster out there.
Dead chickens.
Also, you're saying you get a sword to fight an orangutan. Like, I'm not a grown ass adult that can go out and buy a sword to fight a rooster.
Yeah,
I can carry a sword on me to fight the rooster
too. Exactly.
Like, that's not even an incentive.
Or a bat.
I just a big brick.
Giant rooster is a different discussion for sure.
Not in the email.
Yeah. If we're talking about a regular sized rooster, every day of the week, the rooster.
Yeah,
I fight a rooster 17 times a day, no problem.
Yeah,
bring it out.
Yeah, I think I could take even a giant.
Because you know what I could do? I could open the door. I could kick him on the side of the door that I just was and close the door again. Orangutans can open the door. You can't even hide from them.
Yeah.
A chimpanzee ripped the door off a cop car one time, right? So, like...
What?
Yeah, dude. With that chimpanzee, there was a chimpanzee that went berserk once, and it, like, ripped the door off a cop car. They are very strong.
We should do the lore of that chimpanzee that lived with the woman and was, like, drinking wine and taking Xanax and, like, thought that the woman was his, like mate or something, and then she like denied his advances and he went crazy or something. It was some scientist who got way too close to the chimp. Yeah, the chimp just
there's a great dollop, early dollop about Peter the dolphin who
I've listened.
They
to
were
this.
Feeding LSD and the woman fell in love with and used to give him hand jobs and stuff. Like that's a crazy story for sure.
Didn't he also, like, go crazy and, like, die of heartbreak or something?
Wasn't there an ape who beat Hollow Knight? Yeah, Ethan. Wow.
Oh!
I'm so blind, dude. The chat's small. He says, Cherry's like Jamie's stoic stare into the camera when trying to read chat is, and I can't even see what the emote is. Amazing.
You know, like, I'm the one that can read the chat. I really should have given one of you guys my laptop, or both of you guys my laptop.
I can see it. I can see it now. I'm used to it. I just had to, like, kind of...
I didn't realize I was so old, man.
Easy killer.
Jesus, dude!
Sorry.
That's okay. Just a mouse.
Yeah.
I'll just...
Peter Belly, not again. You got two. But anyway, Caleb closes out. It's been a great ride so far. I look forward to all the future episodes. Obligatory shill for all things SCP and For Honor. For Honor's a good idea.
Yeah, For Honor.
Open the P.O. box, you cowards. Shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, Jen, who I got listening to the show. You're a loyal lore folk. Bison.
Shout out to Jen.
She came in from Florida with the good COVID and got your boy sick as shit.
The good COVID.
she had the good one. Yeah.
Yeah, like my dream.
Ever, the lore boy's number one biohazard.
Yeah. That guy who came down in the DRG spaceship asked me if I wanted to get the good COVID.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a cool dream.
I'll give another shout out to a new patron, the Tubbiest Fish, as of 12:12 a.m. this morning. Thanks, Tubbiest Fish.
Thank you.
We'll give you a real shout out on the real episode, probably. So I'll leave it starred. But you're also getting a shout out on this episode, which will air, I think we said, in 2026. Or
yeah, exactly. When the guy who needs to write the episode is too fucking hungover to write it, and we release this one out of desperation.
Probably, if all things go well, around my birthday, October 1st, but not because of my birthday. We'll see why.
Jamie, you want to read one from David?
David, yeah, I keep...
You were the one who was just like, let's not use last names.
I said it the last time.
Oh, David sent us a null.
Okay, he's really testing my reading now, because it's longer than 100 words.
Later, Chaz. I'm glad you got to stick around this long, because I thought you said 8 p.m., and I thought you meant 8 p.m. EST.
Okay, it's this David. He's
yeah.
in chat. David, Jamie, don't dox me. I called him my name. Or me, his name.
Jamie, don't dox me.
You called you his name.
Maybe we shouldn't go out today.
It's a long
I think after a couple, I'll be back.
Yeah, he'll rally.
Oh, yeah. All right. Exactly. Yeah, good. Sick.
We won't ask him to read at the bar.
No, yeah. No. Yeah, it's just like, you guys want to see a menu, and he just, like, throws up immediately.
I'm pretty quick with it. Last night, someone was like, I promised Pete's friend I would say this on the podcast, but was like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
This lady was telling me how she has 7 rats, and then she also told me that she had dreadlocks at one point. I'm like, yeah, of course she had 7 rats.
Yeah. Any person who owns 7 rats has at some point owned dreadlocks on their own head.
Yeah, it's...
White lady, dreadlock beehive.
Yeah.
Every single time.
And she was a white lady.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know. Don't worry. Yeah. Do you think anybody who doesn't have that kind of privilege would own fucking rats, dude?
Yeah, rats are cute.
Oh, I like rats.
Rats
yeah,
are cute.
Rats are
Seven
cute.
Rats is a lot of rats.
That's a ton of rats.
My first, I never owned rats. I owned hamsters when I was younger. I owned a hamster and a dog named Hamster. But my first roommate out of high school had a rat named Monroe, and it was the sweetest little thing.
That's a great name.
Yeah, you'd just be able to sit with it. Like, you'd have, if you're wearing a hoodie, you could just, like, put it in your hood, and it would just, like, chill there while you're sitting
there. I remember
it was
very cool.
Yeah. And it loved to hide in the couch, so, like, sometimes you'd just be like, where's the rat? It's, like, in the couch. Okay.
They had to get rid of the rat because they had a job that couldn't have dreadlocks at, but...
Yeah. You're going to have to shave your dreadlocks.
Yeah. So, back to David. I won't say his last name.
David, last name withheld.
Yeah. Hey guys, I'm writing this right before I head to bed, so apologies if not entirely coherent.
It's okay, there was a French guy earlier.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that y'all have made something extraordinarily special. The community you have established has let me meet some wonderful people, some of whom I now call friends. To think that it all started with three Canadians drinking hunched over a single mic is pretty funny if you ask me.
It was two.
Two mics.
It was two mics.
Two mics pointed like this. Pointed away. Like an X. Like X is going to give it to you.
Yeah, because we didn't want to miss any of those sweet sound waves.
Yeah.
In the middle there. Yeah.
I'm sorry for throwing off your group here.
No, yeah.
I'll leave it to the end of a paragraph.
Either way, through humble origins, you three managed to not only found a great community, but also have surpassed 500,000 downloads. That's fantastic. All three of you should be incredibly proud of yourselves, and frankly, I think the podcast should be on your resumes, if not already.
It was on mine that got me my VFX job.
Cool.
It's never on mine because I work at a video game company and I don't want the companies I work for to know I do a video game podcast, really. They do know that I do, typically, but I don't want to advertise them.
Yeah, I don't tell them either.
I did it as a project that I also manage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should have put WoW Officer because that's way more work than any of this.
I always put taught Jamie to read, but I'm thinking about taking it off.
I've mentioned it before on the Discord, but both the show and the community have got me through some hard times, and for that, I am deeply grateful. He means sexy times. And
that is probably true.
Yeah. The energy you three bring to the show is second to none, and though, is it third to none?
The expression is second to none. Third to none would be like, man, you guys are the best second place podcast on the planet.
I like that. We're third to
B+,
none.
B plus, baby.
Yep.
I mean, second to none implies third to none, fourth to none, fifth to none, right?
Yeah.
If you're second to none.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It could be.
The existence of second to none implies the existence of fourth to none.
I don't know why we're having a conversation because he did write second to none.
Yeah.
Somebody looking at
I was thinking about it, yeah.
He just had a. Jimmy here had a brain blast.
Yeah.
Too much ranch before the episode.
There are way too many game podcasts out there. Some of them are even good, but you three have managed to make a great one. You should be proud of yourselves. Unfortunately, I haven't had the chance to talk to Ethan in the voice chat, but enjoyed talking to both Jamie and Pete when we had the chance to, or I had the chance to. It's a strange feeling interacting with people who make media that you consume, normally with actors, musicians, and other types of creators. You never truly interact, and so when you know a lot about them, they don't even know you exist, but with you guys, it's different. You talk to your community and thus have an impact on the content you create. Hearing that an episode is made with the recommendation of people including me always gives me that feeling of wow.
Wow, that's the word of the day!
One of my favorite moments outside the lore content specifically is when you guys mention members of the community like a, hey, I know them, or hey, that's me moment, and it's awesome experience. Alright, I'm off to bed so I can wake up in time for the stream, but thanks again for everything, guys, and sorry if this is too long or too praising, lol. I'm tired. Give me a break. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, week, etc. Adios, David. Last name withheld.
Last name withheld.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks for the email. I would always default to saying it wasn't too long, but...
you know what? And I'll send you a Google auto reply to show you how much I care.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, dude.
You hit him with the awesome thanks?
Yeah.
Okay, I would have sent you the love it just for the...
Okay.
I would have... Honestly, I'm going to fill it out here. It would have been just...
Nice!
Yeah. Jamie, I do think one of your WoW friends showed up while you said that you should put it on your resume. Toof Toof.
Oh, what up, Toof?
300-man guild raid officer.
Oh, yeah, we had a huge guild. Like, for a while, there was three raid groups of 40 people each, people on the bench. Toof Toof knows all about it. He was a warlock back then. He switched to warrior by the time we got to Naxx. He was a pumper. Mm-hmm. He was a pumper. He still plays the game. I left it behind, but we played Diablo 2 from time to time. Actually, if you need a boost, let me know, Toof. I saw you post in another Discord.
This nerd owns a house.
Yeah.
Well, he and I are saving money because we're single income because we haven't found love.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Except, you know.
Yeah. I'm like pretty social, but like there's something about just like hanging on Discord that I just like don't click with.
Yeah.
On voice chats, even in like general chat and everything, like I love hanging out on the Lore Boys Discord and all that, but like I have maybe 20 Discord servers that I'm like a part of, and all of them are muted except for the Lore Boys.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like I just like I'm not as online as I once was, I guess. But I would like to participate in the next community night, whenever that might be. Anyway.
You gonna do this one, I guess?
Yeah, it is my turn.
Alright.
Well, I will do one. This one's from Kyle. I'll let you guess which. This one came in while I was sitting on the couch with Pete.
Yeah.
It took a lot not to read it, because the subject is ya big bitch. So thank you, Fitty. Hey, guys, I know today is mailbag and that it's been a few busy months. All the love and hope y'all are doing well. Cheers, you big bitch. Postscript, does this count as hate mail? Postscript, oh, I hope y'all read the hate mail. Postscript, play the videos, you cowards.
We didn't receive any videos this time.
So we did.
Oh, fuck.
In different... Oh, my God.
No. This is a lot. We can't read it all.
After the episode, we'll maybe share browser, I mean, or something.
Maybe we could pick a couple things.
It's just images.
Well, no.
It's all hot dogs.
No, at one point it says the Mick hot dog danced on Ray Kroc's grave.
I don't know who Ray
Kroc. Who the hell's Ray Kroc?
Didn't you guys watch the McDonald's movie?
No.
Ray Kroc stole the whole idea of McDonald's and like the franchise or whatever.
Oh, I did watch The Founder. Yeah,
the Founder. So the people who made McDonald's and actually loved making like the product were just like a mom and pop shop. Ray Kroc basically like made like franchised everything, but somehow like took all ownership of McDonald's and then like made all the money from everything.
Okay, so it says the McHot Dog danced on Ray Kroc's grave. Even though the Kroc started off in the hot dog biz, Ray Kroc later refused to sell them at McDonald's because he couldn't be sure the meat was high enough quality. Turns out, Americans don't really care about the quality of their speedy meats.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sorry, like, is the pigeon meat better in a McDouble opposed to in a hot dog?
Yeah. I was watching Anthony Bourdain on YouTube, and he was talking about dirty water hot dogs in New York and how good they are. Like,
what's a dirty water? Is it just like in the trolley?
Yeah, like just nasty old street food hot dogs, but they're good. You know?
He sent us a picture that's step one and clearly a multi-step process. It says, using one pencil, penetrate the bun at an angle and push it into the hot dog until it reaches the middle of the sausage. That's step one. He didn't send us step two.
No. And then there's a picture of a confused child with, like, just ketchup on his face.
All over his face.
And that's good because ketchup, as we know, is only appropriate for kids under 18, as from
as
the National the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council of, of North America.
Every pack of hot dog made from turkey contains 5.5 grams of protein. Every pack of hot dog made from beef contains more than 6 grams of protein. Every pack of hot dog made from chicken contains about 7 grams of protein. So if you're bulking, if you're hot dog bulking for your summer bod, obviously, we're all hot dog bulking.
Chicken dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's chicken. Chicken's the way to go.
Yeah.
He's got a picture of a munch, too. Hey. The original, the half and half, the mozzarella. It's like cheese sticks, but some of them have hot dogs in them.
Fitty, please just post them all, like spam them all in the Discord right now.
Yeah.
You guys can go check
those
out.
Those look pretty good. Yo.
Search the date. It is the 26th?
25th? 24th? It's the 24th. Honestly, the potato original does look like a hot dog just wrapped and puts in, and I would fuck with that.
Yeah,
at least once.
Hey, we're going out drinking for your birthday. Maybe we can find you a special treat.
Yo.
A hot dog wrapped in a pizza.
If we go to next door. I know people there well enough. It's just like, hey guys, I need a hot dog wrapped in puts in. Like a fried pickle, but like you use puts in as the batter.
Step one, stick the pencil in through the bun.
I won't eat it without
the
pencil.
About halfway
if like you put like a little, like if it was kind of like eggy, the gravy, just a little bit so it could be binding. Like, you need something to bind it around the hot dog, I feel like, you know?
Well, like egg white.
Yeah.
Or flour, or like cornstarch or something.
Yeah,
probably.
Like something into the gravy to kind of make it a little bit thicker, and then
yeah,
you
yeah.
can deep fry it all together, and... Yeah, this is work. I think we can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chefs, the big brains of the podcast are hard at work.
Can't read, but boy howdy, can I make some fucking pub food, baby.
Yeah.
All right, I got one here. Mail and the Lies from Sauce Keim. It's saucy. Like, don't...
Sauce Keim. Sauce Keim.
It's called Keim in Elder Scrolls.
Oh, we got a chimp. Did we read that dono from Jesus? I don't think it hit the alert. The 35 bits, he sent in a last email for us, Bible Thump 35. Thanks, Saucy. Or
thank
not
you.
Saucy. Jesus Christ. Sketchy.
Sketchy. Yeah. So, no, it's not a corn dog with extra steps. You have to wrap it in puts in. It's different ingredients. You need the brown sauce. You need fries or, like, cubed potatoes, definitely.
Yeah.
And cheese curds, like, all within the batter. Dip it. And then, honestly, if you use, like, a fish and chips basket, probably the
oh,
way
yeah.
do it.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
the flat one?
Yeah.
You normally deep fry with a basket, right? As somebody who's never worked in a kitchen.
You can. Like,
oh, yeah.
Fries are always in a basket. Most things are always in a basket. But
yeah.
some places just use it, some dippings and
just
stuff.
Just throw
yeah.
it in there.
And then they, you...
Just
you
fish it out?
Willy-nilly,
yeah.
Tongs.
Yeah. Tong it out?
Yeah.
I burned myself really bad on tongs because I left them... In like
oh
the,
yeah, they get hot all the way up.
Yeah, but yeah, also yeah. they're in like the thing next to the deep fryer, but the back of the deep fryer. All the heat from the deep fryer comes out of a vent that goes up and gets sucked up.
Yeah.
And the tongs were over the vent that was very, very hot, so I picked up the tongs to do this, and I just like instantly like like burned
yeah.
my hand. Yeah. But I finished my shift because I'm not a bitch.
Yeah. I broke my thumb working in a kitchen once
yeah.
I finished.
Yeah.
I finished my shift because I'm a wage slave.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, exactly.
Thank God I got 10 hours of podcast
yeah,
to listen
yeah.
to. I'm like, oh, fucking crazy.
Paying my own way through university and needed a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a nice big scar here too where I cut my hand on some mozzarella. They were sharpening the knives and I was chopping mozzarella. And they gave me a new knife because they're like, yeah, let me sharpen this one. Or here's one of the sharp ones. But it was curved on the end. So I went for the chop. And it went, boom. And it just sliced me open. I was bleeding so much. I needed stitches. And what I did is I just wrapped my hand up and I continued my dishwashing job.
It's,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
too bad. It seems like Fragile might not be in chat anymore because I feel like he could relate to a lot of these stories.
Oh, yeah.
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 No, he is. Mac Tonight, Lauren coming.
Yeah.
What's Mac Tonight?
It's, you know, Paul Rudd when he goes on Conan and he shows that.
Oh, the alien movie. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watched the MST3K of it. So
I like that.
My God. All right. Mail in the Lies. To male youth of stories is your infamous saucy of flirtation and banning. Ever since the cum wars, I've lost time to actually send much mail to you all, so I'll just ask for a certain controversy. Ask a certain controversy that occurred. So how will Peter discuss the Lore Boys canon event when he yelled at a bunch of Jewish people in a Walmart? Besides that, I'll ask again about Attila Mars lore since VHD is
Alita.
Based... Oh, sorry. Alita Mars lore, since VHD is basically more of a meme, like Green Lantern, but I'll still ask for him. If not, it'll be Ape Escape, which you wanted to do.
I like Ape Escape,
yeah. Eventually something will come through besides the hentai requests I've hid in the request charts. It shall be done, I swear to you all.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm done with this tirade, and watch and be mocked like usual. Very good. When did I yell at people in Walmart?
No, it's. I remember that came up, and it, I think, like, we messed up a sentence or just said something stupid, and then both Ethan and I were like, yeah, Pete, that was really fucked up that you did that.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then, yeah.
Apparently, I got it wrong. Apparently, Mac and Me is the Paul Rudd movie.
Oh,
it's McDonald's Jazz Moon Mansinger from literally earlier this week.
Oh!
I did draw that picture.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Right.
See, this is why
we're idiots.
Yeah.
You gotta remember. Oh my god, those are big words.
Yeah, though. I don't remember what I got googled.
I saw an r/food today. Someone just made like Kraft dinner and a bunch of hot dogs, like fried up in like sautéed in a pan kind of thing. And I wanted it so bad. It's just like a cheap, easy.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about it so much. There's a mac and cheese place across from the bar that we're going to tonight. I might end up in some mac and cheese. Oh, baby.
Might end up elbow deep in some mac and cheese, horribly burning my hands.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. Yep.
This may be the wildest correction I've ever issued. That's true. It's not the alien. It's the jazzy moon.
Yeah. Fuck me, right?
That is a crazy thing to happen.
Yeah, sorry. You're right.
That is very funny. So, Sprite Bill. This is from Kyle Juicy or Ronald McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the Jews that Peter was yelling at. We're gonna say.
Right. It is Kyle
That's
J.
That's like such an, it's such an inside joke.
Yeah, Kyle J. Why do we spend so much of the Patreon money on Sprite? Like, what's our Secretary Bison doing?
Gotta do what you gotta do, man. It's a make-work job.
Yeah.
He's got a political science degree. What the fuck else is he gonna do?
He's supposed to stop James from buying it all. We should have learned our lesson from that Ethan embezzling for another Patreon.
We did, too. Zach's got a lot of our money.
Yeah.
And, like, $90.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, but...
And why are we buying separate packaging for it, too? Because they're all separately bagged. Guys, there is a better way. Can we pitch in for James's glasses/hook-on-phonics memberships? And I really do need glasses. I didn't realize until the last...
Hook-on-phonics membership.
Yeah. Oh, he listed all his names at the end here, too. HR generalist. Very nice.
Yeah.
And he does say his name is in his user, LMFAO.
Yeah, yeah. It is, yeah.
I didn't realize that I needed glasses until the last few weeks. I was walking outside, and the trees, like, looked fuzzier and blurrier than normal, and I realized I couldn't see, like, the outsides of the leaves from a distance, and I'm like, oh, okay, well,
we won't dox Pete by saying which one, but there's an optometrist in this build.
There is.
Yeah. I really need to go.
Like, a test is $80.
Oh,
and,
man.
It's covered.
Covered by your insurance.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. We're on the same insurance.
Fucking free.
I'm pretty sure my last Lore Boys payout was $80. So maybe it's maybe a good investment in this.
So you guys have already paid for it.
Yeah.
James equals whatever this thing is, speaking of which.
Blind. Something blind. Lime's blind.
Lime's blind, okay.
Yeah.
No, that's why. It's just like to clarify and not dox you immediately, Kyle, was just it's like, I know your last name is pronounced Jew. Yeah.
I doxed him. I know he said it before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in chat.
Fragile's last shark is Bristian.
Fragile's
last shark.
I mean last name. God damn it! I can't. You're laughing
it's
not
your
the
beard.
Thing I wanted to laugh.
Reading now. Just talking.
These are good, by the way. This La Bizza TB is pretty decent. Yeah, not too bad at all.
For the cheapest beer that the store had. Okay, we got two more. Another from Sauce Team. I assume this one is another which would you rather fight, but it says Sun versus one large lion or Sun versus 2 trillion lions.
The Sun's going to win no matter what.
In either case, I'm taking the Sun.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
If I'm a betting man.
What? Okay.
Saucy, explain yourself while I guess I can read Nathan's, because that last one doesn't even count. Hey boys, it's Sketchy again, writing from a hole in the wall I found in the warehouse I work in. Just want to say I'm hella hyped to meet y'all in Montreal for Comic-Con with my fiance Jazz the Bean. Also, the people have spoken, we want more SCP and WoW lore. Prob's the last you'll hear from me through the stream, but I'll be listening in while I work, trying not to crash my fork truck when y'all make me laugh.
Are you certified, dude?
Yeah, forklift certified? Man, all of a sudden, you know, he was the most eligible bachelor in the Lore Boys Discord until Dean came around.
Yeah, now he's getting married.
Yeah, yours truly, the holiest Nathan Sketchy Jesus, Waluigi Aerospace WarioWare Witch.
All right. So now we can save this episode for either when one of us gets too lazy to write, or when we need it if we take a small break. So the next time you guys hear this, it's because life happened, probably. But keep writing in more, because we'll do more. We'll do more of these. These are always fun.
Yeah,
this is honestly a blast every time. And, you know, it helps that I live far apart now. You guys still live close.
Yeah, we do.
But it is nice to, after 2.5 years of COVID, get out of the friggin' house. And, okay, that's Pete's way of signing off, taking off his glasses, being like, I'm not fucking reading chat anymore.
Yeah, you guys have fun. No, the bridge of my nose is getting sweaty. I'm getting the indents. Speaking of the optometrist. I'm gonna go see him.
You just gotta get your arms tweaked a bit, no?
A little bit. No, the little nose things. The arms are fine.
I meant the arms on your little nose thing.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah.
The arms on the nose and the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, the arms.
There's an arm on the nose and the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, I don't think I need my prescription tweaked. You know what's weird? Speaking of COVID and like the arms on your glasses. Mm-hmm. I have the cloth masks. Mine that my company gave me, my previous employer gave me, had so many holes. If you hold it up to the light, you can just see through it. So it's clearly worthless. So like,
wait,
big thanks to them.
Do you want to do a sign off and then just keep talking, and then we can uses his bonus content so he can get
oh,
the
yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
You guys are hearing the Patreon bonus content.
Yeah. But, like, I'll finish this one here. The medical masks, like the good ones, like the blue ones with the white
sure.
elastic, start hurting. They hurt the cartilage in my ears.
Ow.
Yeah.
The skin on the back of my ear.
But
it hurts so much.
I'd rather get COVID. This is too hard. But the cloth ones that don't protect me at all don't hurt my ears. So, like, I'm still wearing the one that I put through the washing machine like 150 times.
Oh no!
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, everybody. I don't think the Twitch stream's ending just yet. Well,
I've still got a beer.
A little bit more. We've got to have
a bit
more beers.
Jamie's going to have a second beer so he learns how to talk again before we go find him another cougar.
Yeah. We're going cougar hunting for James later.
Yeah.
So, thanks so much, everyone, for all the emails. It is honestly an awesome, fun, good time to read these with you guys. Awesome to see so many people turn up and chat.
It's way bigger this time. It is phenomenal.
We always say we're going to stream more. It never happens, but maybe someday we will.
Time, right?
Yeah, it's always energy. Like, I feel like if I just like dedicated a day to doing it, but I already dedicate several days a week to doing other things.
Lately, my laptop has been the problem. I've wanted to do it and can't because of tech stuff. But
yeah.
I'll just.
Yeah.
Buy a
we are saving up some lore bucks maybe for some new hardware. Somebody asked me at some point, I think it was Bray who's already gone, but if you listen to the episode, Bray, it's a Blue Yeti mic that I use. That's the one that we use. We will have a good time at the bar. Thanks everybody in chat popping off over here. Like I said,
PO Box is a good idea. I know, actually.
I did look into it at one point, and Canada Post was like, yeah, you can just do it, just sign up for it. And then I went to, and they're like, you can't sign up for it at your location. I was like, okay. That's when I was in the city. I'm not anymore, so maybe I can now.
I'll Google it.
Anyway, I think I can say Lore Boys out, and we can end the episode. So I think that would constitute
Lore
Boys. Lore
Boys
out.
Just so we know where to cut the audio.
Exactly. Somebody write down the time.
The time stream in chat, 1:44:30.
Let's do what we do in real life. Let's do like 10 seconds of silence. It's great stream material.
Honestly, like the air conditioner sounded so loud throughout all that.
I don't think it'll pick up.
Yeah, cue the Eric Skiff, exactly.
Shout out to Eric Skiff, Knight of Dizzy Spells. Check him out.
Yeah,
PO Box is a good idea, because Max has been wanting to send us like 3D printed dice, and like I don't play anything that requires dice, but that would be fucking cool.
I will take them.
Yeah.
They're not 3D printed. He has a mold. They're resin.
Oh, really?
They're resin
oh,
casts.
That's even
we should email Eric Skiff and be like, by the way, we've been using your shit for...
I did at some point earlier.
Oh, yeah?
First year, I think I did, yeah.
It'd be cool now, like 500,000 downloads.
It's like 5 cents. It's like 570
yeah.
now. It's wild. Right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.